Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
travel back down the corridor of Eden, see the apple shine. It was gonna be the ladder to the skies in their mind. The moment of setting into motion, play it back inside. It's a worn out tragedy.
All righty. Well, I hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All righty. Let's get into the message. And it's brought to you by First 15. It's called Seeking God Through Scripture. Learning to seek the face of God as the foundation of experience and amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us in Christ all the wondrous excellencies and satisfaction we can fathom. God has manifested grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all the avenues available to us, a door is open in which we discover all of our Heavenly Father longs to give us. May you grow in pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek His face. The pages of Scripture are filled with declarations of the wonderful, mysterious, powerful, and loving nature of our Heavenly Father. Scripture is one of God's greatest gifts to His people. We say easily forget the labor of love He has undergone to gain and restore the relationship with us. The Bible is a companion to those who long to seek and find the invisible God who so greatly desires to be discovered. So let's open our hearts today to the Scripture and the Holy Spirit and receive fresh revelation on how God longs to use His Word to guide us as we seek His face. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So Scripture is meant to fill us with life by leading us directly to our Heavenly Father. The power of Scripture lies in the fact that the pages are filled with the words of God, who are still active, powerful, and loving. I went years using Scripture incorrectly. I viewed it as a set of rules I needed to read and try to keep rather than a guide to experiencing the adventure of a communion with my Heavenly Father. I viewed Scripture as a chore rather than the words of God as meant specifically for me. I finally came to the realization that if I wanted to read the Bible, my problem wasn't a lack of will, but rather a lack of revelation of God's intentions behind authoring the Bible. My problem was that I hadn't experienced a life lived by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Wherever you are in your understanding of Scripture, know that God has fresh desire for His Word in store for you today. He longs to fill you with the desire to read the words that will guide you to abundant life. The Holy Spirit longs to speak directly to you through words written thousands of years ago. A Bible is a powerful miracle safeguarded for the benefit of all who would use to seek the face of this Creator. May we all have the heart of a psalmist and grow in our love of Scripture and God who inspired it. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it's ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimony is my meditation. I understand more than the age, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from the rules, for you have taught me how sweet you are, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. That's Psalm chapter 119, verses 97 through 104. So meditate on the power of Scripture and seeking God. John chapter 15, verse 10 and 11. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So where do you need the help of Scripture in seeking God? What lie do you believe about the character of God? What thought or perspective is coming from you pursuing God with all your heart? Scripture is a powerful tool to combat incorrect with God's truth. So ask the Spirit to guide you to the passages of Scripture that will speak directly to your situation. Pay attention for a passage or a book that comes to mind, or search online for key verses. May you have ears to hear the voice of God speaking to you through the pages of Scripture. May your heart become soft and open to God's presence as you open His Word. And may you experience the delight that comes from the knowledge of God's will for you as found in the pages of the Bible. I highly suggest you read Psalm chapter 19. It's going to bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Now this brings us to the most powerful question of the day. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression, anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol and drugs, pornographic material, gambling, overeating. Whatever your problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon me. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I'm so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you once more for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Name on Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you always highly favored. Amen. Hello, Don. How are you doing tonight? I hope you're blessed. Hey, everybody. Matt Mark, Gavin Moorhead, Tommy Monahan, Tony Farrar, Brother Argash, Bogart Brand, and Mike Hunt. God bless you all. Well, let's play some music. One day.
I love you, beautiful breath, filling this
message from you in a bar. I waited as we read aloud to me. The wink had been played by the sea, and what you meant had now faded. So the message
But I'm glad that you survived the hurricane.
It didn't come our way.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that it didn't.
Thank you.
They were panicking in my neck of the woods. But yeah, it turned out to be a false flight. False flag, pretty much.
That's good.
But yeah, I mean, how's things going in your life?
All right, good.
That's good. That's good. Well, I mean, were people panicking in your neck of the woods, or? Or not so much, or what?
No, everybody's cool.
Yeah, like in my neck of the woods, I mean, everybody was, I mean, they were losing their mind, thinking it's going to be another Katrina, and it was nuts.
Okay. Well, since you're the only caller tonight.
I'm literally the only caller into GRM tonight.
Yep.
What the? That's BS. They need to start calling in.
Amen.
All right, Kenny. Well, it was good talking to you. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Okay, Bo. God bless.
All right. Till then.
Okay. All righty. Well, that was Bo, everybody. Okay. Yeah. Well, well. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. Amen. Okay, the Father says today, defend your freedom. Where is my spirit, there is freedom. Never allow anyone or anything that doesn't originate from my spirit to bring you into bondage. You are free from every temporal influence. People cannot control you unless you allow it. Circumstances cannot hold you unless you bow to the pressure. Learn to push back against the pressure that is burdening you. Say of your soul, greater is the presence of God in me flowing out than the pressure of the enemy or the circumstances trying to plow me under. Never allow yourself to be held captive. Refuse to clothe yourself in the garments of victimization. Cast off the grave clothes of self-referral and self-pity. You are redeemed by my hand. The gospel of my truth is the abstract recorded in heaven of your liberty and your testimony. So pick up the scepter of righteousness. I have paid the price for your life. You are clean. You are accepted. The doors of opportunity stand open to you. Speak to the mountain and command it to be removed. Militate in prayer against every contrary situation and condition that defies my promise in your life. Freedom is your portion. Liberty is your base state in my kingdom. Never accept the encroachment of man or demon against you. Never bow to the circumstances. Keep your eye upon my promise and your expectations upon me. Your past will no longer dictate your future. The promise is yours, and the day starts arising this day in your heart to bring you forth in the blessing place. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay, well, I'm going to say good night to everybody. God bless you. I hope you enjoyed the sermon. Okay, may you have a blessed night. Okay, may your week be blessed. Okay, until Thursday night. Okay, see you then. Bye-bye.